We're going over here today, Daf Lamed Vav, Lamed Hamed and Beis. Lamed Hamed Beis, we have over here the Hilkar Shri, Rabbi Shlomo Mishlita over here is with us tonight. We have over here Mr. Ron Goldberg, and we have over here the Arizal II. Adonenu, Vareinu,
his name is always mentioned. We always mention his name.
Mr. Ron Goldberg.
The Ron.
Ron.
Right, none.
Ron. Okay. This is his Mesechta. The Ran.
The Ran Mesechta.
Okay. Over here it says the term is true.
You're learning the Mishnah now?
Lamed Heyam Beis. Lamed Heyam Beis. Okay, there's a lot of noise in the basement. Can you hear me? There's a lot of noise here. What?
You asked him if he wants to give a shit tomorrow.
I forgot to ask him. Rabbi Sholim, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Would you like to give the shiur tomorrow? Maybe
tomorrow, any kind of issue.
We'll do it on Zoom, on the telephone. You do it on the telephone.
I wish I could.
Why not? Well, you could.
And that, so no, that's
I'll,
not
I'll
to be tomorrow.
It
could be a different
shiur. There's a request from the Beis Medrash, even to give the shiur not on the daf, to give a musa shmus.
No, any safer.
Any
safer.
Anything. Call us Shalim.
Halacha, whatever.
Mr. Goldberg, would you come to the shiur? And if Shalim does the shiur tomorrow?
Yeah.
You wouldn't come?
Yeah.
Okay, one
down. He's going to Rabbi Victor.
One down. How about Shalim Binnis? Will you come tomorrow to the shiur?
I don't think I'll be able to.
Thank you. What about Shlomo Binowitz? He could give a shiur.
He doesn't want to. Let's learn. Shlomo, you hear me? Shlomo, do you hear me? I can't hear you. You're on mute. You're on mute. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. You're on mute. Ordinarily, you tell the audience to mute yourself. You, I am saying, to unmute yourself.
He looks a little different, Shlomo.
He it's his anniversary today, that's why.
Yeah? Today's an anniversary?
Every day is an anniversary. I still can't hear you, Shlomo. Let's learn. We're learning over here. Please try to unmute yourself because we need to hear your comments. Daf Lamed Hey. Lamed Hey, Omid Beis, the Mishnah. Vitoidim is Trumasa, Yumasraisov, Lidato. What does this mean? It means the person makes a neder. Now, what do you have to say? Shlomo, what do you say?
Hello?
Yes, now we hear you. We hear you now. Where are you located? Where are you? The five towns?
I'm in my bedroom.
Your bedroom? What happened to your regular room? What happened to the other room?
My son is in there. He's got the flu. He's sick.
Your son? Dallas? Dallas? The baby is there by you also?
Yes.
How's the baby doing?
Okay.
So tell the baby to come online. Show us the baby.
He still has a daughter that's not married yet. Yeah.
Okay, Vitardi Meshu Masay Masraisav Lidato. Daf Lamed Hamid Beis. Lamed Hamid Beis. Law. Law Mitahei. Law Mitahei. Her. On the days, the Torah Mesh Shumasa Masrois of Ladato. What's the case over here? Where a person makes a neder. The neder is that you're not allowed to have that this person may not have pleasure from me. Let's assume that to be the case. I made a neder that Reuven is not. Let's say Shimon. Shimon is not allowed to derive pleasure from me, Reuven. Although Shimon may not derive pleasure, I can be so kind and be mafris truma on behalf of Shimon. Let's say Shimon has a silo of grain. I can go make a calculation of how much grain there is and give on his behalf truma to the kohen in order to exempt him from his obligation to give truma. Okay? The Torah is Shumasa. Shimon has a silo. Shimon has a silo of grain. Yes, yeah, so is Shimon allowed to eat the grain? It's tevel. Shimon has a silo of grain. The grain is tevel. Is Shimon allowed to eat the grain?
No.
He has to give truma.
Shimon has to give truma. So until you give truma, are you allowed to eat the grain?
No.
So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give grain. I'm going to give truma on behalf of Shimon. Shimon
from my stuff.
From my grain. I'm going to give my grain.
And Shimon is a kohen.
No, Shimon's a Yisrael. Shimon has grain. It's tevel. Is Shimon allowed to eat the grain?
No.
No. What does he have to do, Shimon? He has to mafresh truma and meiser. He has to give 1/50th to the kohen, 10% to the levi. Another 10%.
You sure 1/50th? Yeah.
Yes, truma is 1/50th.
That's what the ein yafa.
No, ein yafa is 1/40th.
So why 150? Why can't give 140?
Okay, you want to be generous. Fine, that's not the point. The point is whatever he wants to give, he gives. The point over here is that Shimon is not allowed to derive benefit from me. Yet the Mishnah says, I'm still permitted to give Truma.
Who made the neder here?
I made the neder. Reuven made the neder. Reuven made a neder that I'm not know that Shimon is not allowed to derive benefit from me, Reuven.
Me.
So Reuven now wants to go be generous and give to the Kohen Terumah and give to the Levi Meiser on behalf of my own money, on behalf of...
I thought Shimon's the one that has to give.
No, so the halach, it's right, that's right, but then there's a halach that someone else can give. The halach is as long as...
He can be his agent.
It says here that he's a player.
What?
It says that Reuven is a player. Why does he have to be a player? Rashi's is a higher player.
Mefarish or Makar, Rashi, which we talk about Rashi, we're about Tremishu Masa, Mefarish be Gemara. What do you get to call it? No, that's the next case. We're not up to that case yet. Hold off, that's the next case in the Mishnah. We didn't get there yet. Right now, we're dealing with Truma first. Shimon has a silo of grain. Shimon is not allowed to eat the grain because it's tevel. Shimon, under ordinary circumstances, has to separate Truma and Meiser. Reuven made a neder. The neder is that Shimon is not allowed to derive benefit from him. Now, Reuven wants to be...
Reuven made a neder. Shimon's not allowed to benefit.
That's right. Reuven made it from Reuven. And Reuven now wants to be generous and wants to go give on behalf of Shimon to Ruma and Meiser. He's allowed to do it.
Yeah, because he's not driving benefit.
Why is that called benefit? If he would not do it, it's a benefit. So we'll see the Gemara why.
Why? We'll see. Goes to the coin.
So what? But if I, Reuven, did not give the Truma and Meiser, Shimon would not be permitted to eat the food. And Shimon would have to pay money out of his own pocket, would have to take some of the grain that he has in his possession to give away. So I'm bringing a benefit. So the answer over here is, the suya of the Gemara over here, it's mitzvah islav dechonis ninu. Anything that you do, basically do a mitzvah.
What's the chiddush you would have thought not?
Not because I'm giving him monetary gain. Right now he would have to.
I'm causing Shimon Babe to eat from his food.
That's right, and he does it for free. Shimon would ordinarily.
But how's Reuven deriving benefits?
Reuven's not deriving benefits. Shimon is deriving benefit. The neder is that Shimon may not derive benefit from Reuven.
So Reuven made the neder. Who made the neder?
It doesn't make a difference who made the neder. A neder was made, and the neder states that Reuven is not allowed to provide benefit to Shimon. And Reuven now
is... Reuven's allowed to provide benefit?
Reuven is not allowed to provide benefit to Shimon.
Why? That's the neder.
That's the neder. Mai shrei kachoya. That's the neder. Reuven is not allowed to provide benefit for Shimon. And now... Reuven wants to be kind and generous to take his own grain and give it to the Kohen on behalf of Shimon. So Shimon now is now Mutar Biachila, and Shimon also saved himself money because Shimon, if he would want to do it on his own, he would have to take his own grain and give it to the Kohen.
Right.
So Shimon saved himself a couple of bucks. And number two, he's allowed to have direct benefit. He's allowed to eat the grain right now. So you would think, if not for this mission, it would be a no-brainer to say that it's categorically forbidden. If there is a neder between Reuven and Shimon, where Reuven is not allowed to provide benefit for Shimon, and Reuven is now giving teruma and meiser to the Kohen on behalf of Shimon, so Shimon is deriving benefit from Reuven. If not for this Mishnah, it's a davar poshut, it should be aser. Along comes the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says that it's mutter. However, there's one condition, l'daitoi. There's one condition, l'daitoi, and the Gemara is going to explain who's das. Leman das kol aretz. Ki Hashem hu Elokim ein oid. Who's das? Okay, we'll see in a moment. Next case. Now we come to the case that Shlomo ben Yitz. Mr. Rapport, good evening, Mr. Rapport. It's so good to see you. We learned that Lamed Hei Omibayis. Lo mit hey. There's lo mit an aleph, lo mit a vav, and there's lo mit a hey. Okay, so now it says over here umakiv lo kine zavin kine zavos kine yoldos v'chatois v'hashamos another halacha, and that is, let us say for argument's sake that Reuven is a kohen, and Shimon comes to the Beis Hamikdash, and Shimon has to bring a korban. Has to be a carbon because he's a zavin, or let's say his wife. Let's say the wife is a zava. Well, I take it back. Let's say the neder was between a man and a woman. let's say the neder was between Reuven and Shimon's wife. So when the Kohen, or let's say Reuven did an aveira, he brings the need to bring a carbon. So the question over here is, when the Kohen does the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash on behalf of a person, is that called that recipient, that person who's bringing the carbon, is getting a benefit from the Kohen? Let's say Shimon was Mechalel Shabbos B'Shoigig, and he has to bring the carbon Chatos. And he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, bring the carbon Chatos. Who is on duty on that day?
Reuven. And he made it in, he's not going to drive benefit from
Reuven. Is Reuven allowed to be the Kohen that does the service on behalf of Shimon? To do the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Halacha.
Yeah, because that's not a...
Lav l'chanasnindu.
This is Ruchnis.
Right, Ruchnis, yeah. Excellent. Any dvar ruchni, the yisurim, any dvar ruchni, the nimutar. Night next. Umalamdoi. Now this is a beautiful story.
So again, makrav olav. He says you're allowed to makrav.
Yes, Reuven is allowed to offer sacrifices on behalf of Shimon. Kine, kine means. Yes, Reuven. Yes.
The other guy.
It doesn't matter who made the neder. It doesn't really matter who made the neder. There is a neder between.
No, but I'm saying it's the neder is not on the plane. The neder is on the Yisrael. The client can be mad.
Correct.
Could he eat from his carbon?
Yes, he can. That's exactly what it's saying. Yes.
Why not? He never. Why not?
Because who paid for the carbon? Who paid for this animal? Shimon paid for the animal. Reuven's now having a delicious lunch, a little dinner. He's eating basar. Costs a lot of money to buy meat. Who paid for this? Who paid for this? Shimon paid for this. If Shimon paid for this, what's that stick that's waving? So what's going on over there? Shimon.
Are you recording it? Shimon, you're recording it down there with a mic? What is that?
No, it's a stick. It's a
kiyod al case ka. Okay. Shimon over here is paid. Shimon paid for the animal. Nee. Who is eating the animal?
Reuven.
Is that called the benefit?
Of course.
The answer is no. It's not called the benefit because the animal is kodesh.
Even though Reuven, it's not.
Even though Reuven paid for the animal is kodesh. And when a kohen does avoda, mishulchan gavoa kozochu, you're eating off the table of Hashem. You're not eating. It's not considered to be eating off the table of your fellow man. It's considered to be eating off the table of Hashem. Weiter.
What's that? What does that have to do if Reuven eats from the carbon? He's not driving benefit, Shimon.
Why not? Who paid for the animal?
Shimon.
Shimon. So who paid for my lunch today? Shimon paid for my lunch.
Shimon was the one who said, I'm not going to have enough from Reuven.
No,
the Reuven can't have enough from Shimon.
Okay, he's saying a good point. It goes both ways.
You're confusing me.
Okay, you're right. I take it back. I made a mistake. He's a smart guy. This guy.
It's only the carbon. That's the Kiddush.
Never does he let anything ever go by. Nee. You're right. I made a mistake. Dvarim Shamarti, Torah Sein B'Yadi. Let's not talk about the meal. Let's talk about Shimon. Right. Shimon is getting the advantage that he now has atonement.
Right.
His neshama has been cleansed.
So he's drawn from through
it's
Shimon.
It's been cleansed. It's like when you take out the bag from the vacuum cleaner. You've been cleansed. So who is the one that did the cleaning of the neshama?
Shimon.
Reuven did the cleaning. Shimon is not allowed to have hana from Reuven. So is this called a Hana?
No,
it's not a Hana. Why not? We'll see in the Gemara.
Yeah.
Now we go to a Naya Sugya. Umelamdoi medrash halachis v'agodos avalo yilamdenu mikra. Now let's say, can Reuven give the Magid shear of the daf?
Nee.
And there's a neder between Reuven and Shimon where Shimon may not derive benefit from
Reuven.
Is Shimon allowed to attend the daf yoimi shear of Reuven? So it depends. Only certain parts of the Gemara. Anytime the Gemara talks about a medrash, or halachos v'agodos, that is allowed.
Same thing as Gemara also.
Avolo yilamdenu mikra. But if you have a pasuk in the Gemara, that's why there are no pesukim in the Gemara. On the Gemara, and the Gemara, so you have to go look to the side of the Gemara. But
why,
a pasuk,
what's the
because they were why because they because there was the custom in ancient times to pay a malamed mikra. Someone who teaches you scripture, you pay him. So if you're going to do it for free, it's called the better. That was the custom in ancient times, that you don't pay a Rebbe for teaching you Medrash, Halacha, Agada, the sophisticated things. But you do pay a Rebbe for teaching you, for teaching him the Mikra.
That's and Dikduk, I think it says also, I think.
It says it also?
But
I don't know.
He's allowed to receive money for Mikra, but not...
Melamdoi medrish halachos v'agodas avalo yilamdenu Mikra. Period. Avol.
So what's this for? Since he's not allowed to accept money...
So therefore, you're not giving him a benefit. Teaching a person the Daf Gemara, as long as there are no psukim, true shel mikra, you're not giving him a benefit.
But mikra, avol, since you're paying him, then you're driving... Uh-huh.
But avol mikra, but you're not allowed to go teach him chumash. You want to go teach him pshutoi shel mikra. It's in Chayrim now, shel mikra. You know that
saying, so shel mikra?
It's in Chayrim. It says in the Hamodiyah, you have to burn it. Right? So you teach the person mikra.
Oh, that called Chayrim.
If you teach a person, it says in the Spanish, you have to burn it. Unbelievable what goes on in this world. So it says mikra.
What's the reason why mikra?
Because mikra, it was the custom. Because it was the custom to get paid.
Rabbi.
To get paid for teaching mikra. Mimela. If I am not going to charge a fee for my services, I'm giving a person a cash advance. Okay, let's
say it again. Since usually someone gets paid. So 1 second. So that means Shimon's deriving benefit because he's paying Ruth.
Because he's not paying him. Really, Shimon would be obligated to pay Reuven money for the service of teaching him Mikra.
Correct.
But Reuven is Meichel the money.
Nay, and therefore...
Mela, it turns out that Reuven is giving benefit to Shimon. Because Shimon would ordinarily have to pay for this.
And 1 second, and Haggadahs, they're not allowed to receive money.
Not allowed to receive money. So Mela, it's not considered that Reuven has given anything to Shimon. Oh, what about the knowledge? The knowledge of Torah, you've given him a
different
Yitzchak.
That's
not included in the realm of Nedarim. Okay, because Torah is Nitzchak.
By the way, when it says Haggadah, it doesn't mean Haggadah.
Nedarim is Gashmias.
When it says Haggadah.
Nedarim is Gashmias, and we're not dealing with Ruchnis de Gezachin. Next.
When it says Haggadah, it doesn't mean Haggadah, it means Haggamara.
Haggadah means Haggadah.
Torah Shabbat Peh.
Haggadah means Omnachan Nakashia.
What about Gemara? Yeah, but what about Gemara's?
Also, Medrashim, that's Medrashim. Medrashim, it's Netanoim, the Nechilta.
Who says
this? The Sifra, the Sifrei. Medrash over here means Medrash Halacha. Medrash Halacha. Okay. Medrash Kama, Halacha. What's exactly the Chilta in these things? I don't know the Chilta. Vaita. Now, what about the Kindalach? Aval, Melamed, Wesbono, Wesbono, Submaker, but you're allowed to go teach Kindalach. Why are Kindalach different? The Gemara is.
He's allowed to teach Shimon's children.
Yes. Why are the Kindalach different? The Gemara is going to explain everything in detail. Now we go to the Gemara. The Gemara is the Kahanikan. Now we go to the Baravusta Sugya. I'm telling you, it was Kedai to wake up today, to come to this moment in time. We learned this famous Sugya of Kehane Shluchi Drachmana, Ushluchi Didan. What is the status of a Kohen? Ibayalu, Hane Kahane, Shluchi Didan Have or Shluchi Drashmaya? Kohanim, what is their. Are they agents of the Ribbono Shel Olam? They're doing
both.
Hashem's work,
or
let's see, Hanukkah and the Shluch Nidon Havi or Shluch Nidon Shmaya. Lamai Nafkamina, what Nafkamina? Our sugya, Lamud Hanot. That a person makes in the idea that you Shimon may not derive benefit from me. So if when Shimon comes to the Beis Hamikdash and I'm the Kohen on duty and I am
just the opposite. Shimon's not allowed to derive benefit from Reuven.
Right, either or. Who makes
a
neder?
Doesn't make a difference.
So therefore, now Shimon comes to the Beis Hamikdash. So who has to do the duty? Who's going to do the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, and the zrika?
Reuven.
So Reuven is providing a service. If Reuven is the agent. Yeah. Of the Ribbono Shel Olam,
and he's deriving benefit.
Then Shimon is not deriving benefit. But if Reuven is the agent of Shimon, then I'm doing a service for you. When Reuven does the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash,
if you say shlich of
drachmana, then am I giving you a benefit? I'm not giving you any benefit because I'm serving Hashem. I'm not serving you.
I'm making you as a
You're not making me as a shliach. You bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, you're done. The moment you walk into the Beis Hamikdash, you're done. When I now am a Mak of the carbon, I'm working for Hashem, not working for you.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah.
No, but you're asking very good. You really, because you have a very penetrating mind. You have an attention to detail. You're an Amkon Shein Kamahu, and he lights up like a Chanukah menorah.
So if we
and
say...
Chanukah, to understand
the depth
of this kash, because he is a very good. The lom, this taka very shver. What is Taka the Lomdis? We just read the words, yeah, we don't really pay attention to the words. That is why we need a Rosh Shiva, Shalim Shalim, who's going to give a shiur on this topic in the depth. Shabbos morning, 7:30 in the Knesset space, a big door. Lashon of Mudar. Shabbos morning. Okay, let's go. Hanukkah, Hanukkah, Shluchei Rachmanim, die dann
ein Stück.
Our sugya. Ihr meint, dass du dir nicht nur die Sugya, sondern auch die Agents. Our agents have a honey.
Right.
If you're going to say, therefore, that when the person, the petitioner enters into the sanctuary and presents the animal to the priest and says, priest, my father, please forgive me.
You
bring the carbon for me. He's your agent. The kohen is your agent. Then the osir, he's giving you a benefit. Shari, it's going to be mutter. So
why?
What is halacha?
What you just said now.
Exactly. So
what
my,
he's doing is...
Because from Hashem, so my, what is halacha? So this is the dilemma that was presented in the Bet Midrash.
Yeah.
So what's the answer? Toshma. That's a raya. That's the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah. It's the Mishnah. That's about Vizda. But for Hesia Mishnah in Mesechta. In Mesechta. Nidorim. And that's Lamed Hei. Omid Beis. Mark. If you look in the Zav. In the Zav. It's Iyam Ayat Shluch. Didon. Ha'akoy. Iyam Ayat Shluch. Shluch. Didon. Koma Hani Lei. So the fact that it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah. The Mudah Hanot. Mutur. Is a clear revelation.
A
Gilu Das. A Gilu Das in the newspaper that it's going to be Shluchei Rachmano.
Right.
Oh, really? But according to your logic, Lisnei Makrivel of Karbonos Ebazei. So why then? What's the first question? If that's Taka the Pshat, didn't this bother you when we learned the Mishnah? And why does it say in the Mishnah Kinei Zovin? Zavois.
What is Kine again is?
A nest. A nest of two birds.
Yeah.
Two birds. Two turtle doves or two pigeons.
And Zavan Kine.
And a Zava. If they can't afford carbon oil of the urate. If they're rich and famous, then they bring animals. But let's say they can't pay, you know, they're on government programs. Then they don't have to give animals, they give birds, right? So why did the Mishnah feel it necessary to enumerate all the different types of animals? All the karbanos. Just cut to the chase. Makriv karbanos. It's koilel out. So isn't it, wouldn't you bother by this? Didn't this prevent you when you learned the Mishnayis before you learned the Masech, the Gemara? Didn't it bother you couldn't go to sleep at night on this difficulty in the Mishnah? How come it has to come into the long laundry list of all the karbanos? Cut to the chase, karbanos. Obviously, there's a discrepancy. The wisdom comes to Ella. What's the answer? Ella, mechushrek. Ella.
So
what is the answer?
So what's now the kasha? He was being pushed to boya. Do you see from here?
So the Gemara says, no, it's not the Shana Mishnah. You know why it's not? Because the Tamech, listen to Makrivel. That's there's something wrong with the Mishnah. There is something deficient in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not a valid source to answer this question because there is a difficulty with the Mishnah. The Mishnah is suspect as being corrupt, election fraud. This is not a valid result. What's the problem? Listen, let it say in the Mishnah. Makrivel Karbonos. Ella. Oh, the fact that the Mishnah listed. What did the Mishnah Taka leave out? What did the Mishnah leave out? Kine Zavin, Kine Zavois, Kine Yoldois, Chatois, Yashamois. What did the Mishnah leave out? What is notably absent from the Mishnah? Shor Benowitz. What?
Oila.
Shor Benowitz. He learned Shas 37 times. He knows. Carbon oil is missing in the Mishnah.
One second. Oila is not a kapar. Oila, you have to bring every day. I don't understand.
What do you mean? The Mishnah enumerates a list of carbonas. It leaves out one carbon. Which carbon did it leave out in the Mishnah?
Oila.
Why
did
it leave
out twice a day.
No, private oila. Private oila. A guy comes to the mikdash. So what? No, the hides. The hides go to the kohanim. The hides. That's not the issue.
And
the issue is you are bringing atonement for this person. And oila also is a kapar. The oila also gives a whether or not you are providing a service. You have an animal, and the animal needs to go to Shemayim, and you, the kohen, are doing the service. How come the Mishnah omitted the carbon oila? No, the answer is Because look at the Mishnah listed. Every example that lists in the Mishnah is called Mechusrei Kapara. A person is lacking. He needs atonement. If he's a Zav, Zava, Yoledes, or Chatos, Ashan, he's lacking something. A carbon oil, you're not lacking anything. A carbon oil, you want to go higher. This Gemara, you know, like if Shulimin, Divrei Torah Anim B'Mokim Echad V'Ashiri B'Mokim Acher. You can learn the whole Seder Kachim 1,000 times inside out, 38 times, and you'll never come across an incredible Yisoid in Korbanos, like you learn over here in Masech, in the middle of nowhere, Masech Nedarim Seder Nashim. And that is, from all the Korbanos, there's a Chilik Tzivishin. All Korbanos, the carbon oil, all Korbanos are just to get you back to where you should have been to begin with. A carbon oil is to take you to where no man has gone before. It's taking you to the moon. It's taking you higher. It's only called you giving a person a hana when you have a neder. Make a neder. You may not have hana for me. If I take you to great adventures, I've given you something. But if you're wandering on the street, you don't know where your house is, you forgot where you live, and I take you back home, that's not called giving you. I'm just returning an Aveda. Like we learned yesterday. Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas, the Gemara said it explicitly. If you're walking down the street, not yesterday, 2 days ago. 2 days ago, whatever. If you're walking down the street and you see on the floor someone's wallet, are you allowed to return the wallet
to the person?
Yes, why? So the Gemara said why. I'm not giving him anything new. I'm returning what already belongs to him. I'm not giving him anything new. No, but if I don't return it to him, he's going to lose. We're dealing here with Masechta Nedarim. We're not dealing here with secular court, dealing with old al Mishagas and the Gas. Torah. When you make a neder not allowed to have Hana. The definition of Hana is to give a person something that he otherwise would never have.
Right.
To return to him something that was lost, even though in the Welt, that's a gress to Hana. How much would you pay? Would you pay for someone returning your wallet? You have a wallet, $1 million, and someone gives you the returns wallet. You give them the world, give you $1,000.
What is it to say? Mavriach Ari.
Mavriach, no. Mavriach Ari is even better. It's even better. We want to say it's even better because there, the person didn't lose anything. Mavriach Ari is even better because Mavriach Ari, you have everything that you're supposed to have, and you're getting rid of this. There's a lion coming out. Someone, you're doing construction at home, and from the DOT, the Department DOB, the Department of Buildings, happens to pull up and wants to inspect the house. And if the inspector walks in, I have a friend. There was a guy walking out, he was doing illegal construction, and all of a sudden he saw the car coming out from the Department of Buildings and was about to come into the house, and basically it would have been a churban. So my friend, he ran over to them and he said to him, "What are you doing today?" It was Tuesday morning, by the way. Today is Shabbos. You can't go take a camera into someone's private Jewish house. Shabbos. And if I delay the DOB person to go away, and he saved him literally, who knows, $100,000 from getting a ticket for doing illegal construction by convincing him on Tuesday, Shabbos Hayom. Sabbath, you can't go into a room. There's a mezuzah. This is an Orthodox community.
Oh, so Shabbos. He lied in order for him not to come
Shabbos.
In.
Shabbos. So that's called Mavriach Ari. So let's say there was a neder, a lion. So let's say the same guy. You know what the same guy did? You wouldn't believe this. This same guy, during COVID, the inspectors were coming into Mir Yeshiva to tell them to give him a $15,000 ticket for violating all the laws of COVID.
Hey.
And this guy happened to be there at the right time. And he saw it was about to happen. So you know what he did? I can't believe this guy. This guy's crazy. Mamish crazy. He makes believe that he's having a heart attack. He collapsed right in front of Mir Yeshiva. And he goes, call out Solo. They called out the code. They came running. And he says to that Solo guy, "I'm not having a heart attack. I need a distraction. To get rid of the 15th yeshiva mirrors to the arm by the dinner, $15,000, $15,000 donation here." And Atzala says, "Okay, we'll play along with you." And they put him on the stretcher and they played along. Next time you give a donation to Hatzala, you should know where your money is going. It's a true story. This guy's nuts. Mamish crazy. And it worked.
Okay,
Everyone get away. Close the street. Close the street. Call this one. And they mamish played along with him. They had a ball. They closed that. They shut in the whole street. They took the guy. And when they were...
but he was moist enough.
That's when you give a donation. Nowhere goes
to
what?
No, but he was moist enough. He
saved like $15,000. It didn't matter because all the tickets were anyway canceled. At the end of the day, they canceled all the tickets anyway. So what are they doing anyway?
All the
$15,000 with anyway canceled. So now let's go return over. So over here, Mavriach Ari is much better, Shlomo, because the person never even came. The loss never even happened. Here, we're going in a case where a person lost his wallet. I'm Choser. And now my wallet is on the street, and you're not allowed to give the person pleasure. Are you allowed to return the wallet?
Why not? Because you're not doing him a favor.
I'm returning
something that he had
lost. Why? But he was losing. He lost. He's losing something.
Yeah.
I'm returning to him what he should have, what really is his.
Exactly.
But so now here's an incredible insight. When a
bribing
person
pleasure means something that he never knew, had before,
right? He would never have a nayazach.
Undeserving and
a nayazach.
Exactly.
So this
yeah.
is incredible insight. A person that did an avera. And he needs to bring kinei zovim, a carbon oshon, a carbon chatos. His neshama is chosar. His neshama is like neshama lost a piece of itself. The neshama lost the chelik. It's on the street. When the kohen does the avoda to be makriv the carbon and to bring the carbon, you're being machzer avoda.
Who says this?
The Gemara says this. The Gemara says this. But when you bring a carbon oila, no. Carbon oil is a nayazach. It's like a free ticket to the Aguda convention. It's a nayazach. It's a new thing. Okay.
When therefore it's not permitted?
Therefore, exactly. So we want to bring a raya from the Mishnah that koihanim ashluchi didoninu. How do you know?
But you see your ladder derived benefit. It says.
How do you know? Because the only time it says in the Mishnah that a kohen is allowed to go be makriv the kurbanis of a person who he made a neder is only which kurbanis? Kurbanis that are begeder hashava saveda.
Oh, he needs a kapara.
But a carbon, like a carbon oila, that is a positive carbon, which you're giving the person a gift. You're creating a new relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not a did of Hashava Saveda. That is forbidden.
So how is oila different than the others?
Because the others are all together Hashava Saveda.
Correct.
Because it's kapara.
Right.
A kapara. A zav. A zav can't eat kodshim. A zav is tamei. A zava, yoledes. All of these people.
So he's sort of bringing back.
You're restoring.
Who explains that's like Shav Saved? Who says
that? The Koilel is explaining it. Spink.
No, where did you see that Svar, that explanation?
Dvarim pshutim ad me'oid.
I'm serious.
Yeah, I'm serious also. Let's see. This is not the Mishnah. We're being right time. There's a makavel of kinei zavim. I am the Mishnah. Didon. Come a honey like.
And therefore you say that since you're allowed to have another, that means that the shluch the shmaya.
So we have a kasha. So luchay, we want to bring right from the mishnah that the shluch the shmaya.
And why is it shver? We just push it up.
Right, but the Gemara says no. If that's really the emes of pshat in the mishnah, then the mishnah should have also included the carbon oila.
Yeah.
If kohanim are shluchi drachmana, then the Mishnah should have included in the list a carbon oil.
When you see that in the Gemara, should have said
ultameich, according to reasoning, listening makiv olav karbonos.
Which is a kapara?
All karbonos. No.
All karbonos. Okay.
Including a carbon oil. Ella, the Mishnah did not list all karbonos. It only listed a selection. A unique selection of karbanos. Which selection? Ella mechusrei kapara shinei. Dia marav yochanan. I call shichun das. Chutz mechusrei kapara. Now we bring a rye from a naya yisoid. Different concept. Everything needs das. Lemandas kol.
What do you mean you need das? You have to know what you're
Lemandas
doing.
Lemandas kol amharetz. Now what? What does it mean over here? That everything, everything needs das? What does this mean exactly?
So Rashi says,
Srichin das, let's see, Taka Rashi. There are a call Srichin das, call our carbonus, Srichin Shayu, Makrivim, Bailim, Chutz, it means Shimigrim, what does the Oizvav? What does the Oizvav say on the side of the Gemara?
Yeah, Oizvav, I have Gemara.
The das Bailim. They all need the das bailim. The owner has to know that the koyein is being makriv the carbon for their behalf.
Right.
When the koyein brings the carbon, he has to know. Rabbi Yochanan was the Morad Asha de Eretz Yisrael. He had a shaykhus to the Holy Land where they lived. Korbanus, it was after the Churban. No, he lived after Churban. Okay?
Is Rabbi Yochanan the
Mechaber? Yes. Rabbi Yochanan, the one the Mechaber. The Akol Shichim Das. Chutz mimuchushe kapara, shari oda mevi carbon al bonar v'al benoisa v'aketanim, except mimuchushe kapara, purging the carbon for his children, shenemar, zoi saras hazov.
One second, everything has to be das chutz musur kapara?
Except for mimuchushe kapara.
Why?
Chutz, they do not need das. Why? What's the rashi? Oda mevi carbon al bonar v'al benoisa v'aketanim. For children. Do children have das?
I see what you're saying.
Children are lacking intelligence. Did you know that?
Why is
it
even a
shaykh?
It's still the
kapara
for a child.
No, a child can be a zav. Let's say a child is a zav. A child has an emission. An emission which makes him into a zav. Three emissions, 3 days in a row, he becomes a zav. The child cannot eat the carbon Pesach. The child cannot eat.
What's kapara for what?
Yeah, cotton that is not liable.
So he does not need kapara. I hear what you're saying. I don't know what the answer is. But a child. I hear what you're saying. You're asking a very tough question. A child that's tamei because he's a zav, even though it should not be normal, it should be a zav. But let's say he becomes a zav for whatever the reason is. So the child cannot eat kachim. So the father is going to bring a karma for the child. So the child now is going to become, because he's mechush kapara. Even when the child goes to the mikvah and waits all the time, the zayin nikiyim, the child still cannot eat kodoshim until a karbon is offered on his behalf. Soon it's Pesach. You want to go Pesach vacation. You want to go to Eretz Yisrael to bring a karbon. So it's going to be embarrassing. The child cannot eat the karbon. So what does the father do? He brings a karbon for the child. So the question is, well, wait a minute. When you bring a karbon, there's a principle that the owner, the one for whom the karbon is being offered, has to be acknowledged, has to be aware that the karbon is being brought on his behalf. But a child does not have intelligence. So what difference does it make if you tell the child I'm bringing the carbon on your behalf? The child is too young to appreciate that. And yet the halacha is a father can bring a carbon on his behalf. And obviously he does not need kapara. So what he does not need is knowledge. Why? How could that possibly be? It must, because the carbon of a zov is mechusar. It's a carbon which is brought to bring atonement.
Is it a carbon brought what?
For atonement. What makes up? What do you mean? If the child is a child, he does not need atonement. He has not done anything wrong for which he needs atonement for. Because he's a katan. A katan is not a bar inch, he's not a bar chayuva. So when you bring the carbon, how can you say that you bring the carbon because he needs kapara? We want to go use as a model that you don't need das for mechusha kapara from a case of a katan, but a katan is not a bar ancient. It doesn't need kapara altogether. So what's the shot? So you have to say at this moment in time, we have to say is that we go boser roiv. Since generally speaking, the karbanas were given for adults, and adults, a karban in the category of mechusha kapara. Even though you're right, technically speaking, in this particular case, he's a kohen, he's not a kapara, but we look at the big picture, okay? The big picture theorem. There's a theorem in the Talmudic encyclopedia of the rules of the Talmud. The big picture. Even though it doesn't necessarily apply to the situation, so since v'derech klal, in the big picture, based upon the theorem, of the big picture, that of the carbon of a zav is a kapara. So in this case, when we're doing it for the kinderlach, for the child, and even though the child taka does not need kapara, he doesn't need kapara, it doesn't matter, it's still called mechusa kapara, and the fact that a father can bring for a child, you see that you don't need das. That's answer number one.
Nobody said that means if you don't need das.
That means the child doesn't need das.
Also doesn't need das.
Oh, same way a child doesn't need das. Right. An adult also doesn't need das. You can be a sponsor.
We mean das that he doesn't even know that they're bringing
right.
On his behalf.
Exactly. So you know what I mean is? You can go to Eretz Yisrael, you can go give a fund, $1 million to bring 1,000 korbanos for all the teenage shenishmas all over the world that don't even know that they're Zav or Zav, and they bring korbanos for every single one of them. They should have atonement for their indiscretion, for their tumah. I don't know if that's true. Now, I want to give you answer number two. Answer number two to the question of the Rashi v'shlita v'shalim v'shlita. Answer number two is, you make a bracha on your children when they became bar mitzvah. Baruch atah shepotrani me'oin shoy shel zeh. What does that mean? What does that mean? So there are many perushim as to what that means. And one of the interpretations is that a child that does an avera is guilty, and he needs an atonement. And you know who gets punished for him?
The father
gets punished. So, therefore, when the child becomes bar mitzvah, no longer am I responsible for his averas. So what do you learn from the bracha? And some taka make the bracha b'shem malchus. In Chaim Berlin, they make the bracha b'shem malchus. Is that a minhag Eretz Yisrael? Probably is. It's probably a minhag Yerushalayim to make the bracha b'shem malchus. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, shepotrani me'ein shoy shel zeh.
Why we're not noig here?
I don't know. Chutz l'aretz. Maybe they don't, in the chutz l'aretz they don't get punished. Chutz l'aretz, you're free. We don't do averus in chutz l'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to make a bracha. In chutz l'aretz, no one does averus in chutz l'aretz. There's no need to make a bracha. So therefore, what do you learn from that bracha? That the etzem, a child who does an avera, he needs atonement.
When he becomes a gadol, he has to do tshuva retroactively.
Maybe not, but there's just no oinish. He's not held accountable that Hashem is going to punish him. But he needs atonement. The avera is there. So now when the Torah gave you the ability for the father to be a carbon attacker, it is a mechusa kapara. The child, he's a zav, the child does have issues. He has issues, he's responsible.
You just said
okay? Oh, he said it's a good point.
It's a very good
Slamish, a yomtif. You know, when we have a klemmer, we make a kiddush. When he gives me a compliment, then we have a shalashuddis, a super deluxe shalashuddis. Vaita.
A lot of like in a Rockefeller Center.
Vaita. Zois toiras, therefore, how do Zois toiras azov? Because the Torah says we're toiras.
That's
the word toiras is the drasha.
Oh, I see.
It's a catch all word. It's a word. The word toiras encompasses out. Everything beginning 10. Zoi toiras has been good or been cotton. Affecting the mother, elamiata, ebaze, that's the case.
Rabbi Yochanan. What have we answered now?
Right now we have to come back. What he said, you see that a mechusa kapara. So you know, you're talking about your kasha. So what, no, let's finish the Gemara. Maybe not. Let's see over here the Rashi. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, "Al bonu gavna zaketanim shein shein mechusha kapara." The chutz of the bazar zotzer as azov, the nashim shemei v'kamen aleim al pish ein lochem dasim. Hachinami. Oh, so Rashi now follows through. Hachinami gidoylim ein shechem lochavi kaparos ledaitan. Therefore, a hoyel says a makiv alav shloledaitoi loy mahani ledohayoda dohaloyoda umut. Wow. Okay. So guess what? Now, I told you before about Hashem and Saveda is not what it says in Rashi. So it could be that I was totally wrong, but maybe if we would take out the Oitza Chochma, we would find another Rishon that says what I said, and we can say the Mechavim. I told you a Chiddush of Hashem and Saveda. The Zohar here to my left, the Arizal to my left, wasn't so happy with that svar. He wanted to know who said it. I told him that I said it. So it turns out now what I said may not be correct. It may be more like a Shem Shmuel, a drush. Rashi is saying something derech pshat. Like Rashi is like a briska. It's like a real cold brisk svar. You like a cold svar. You like a warm svar. She likes the warm sauce, trying to warm up. Rashi says a cold, an ice cold brisk svar. And that is, there's a halacha das. You don't need das. When you makrif a korban of mechusa kapara, the recipient does not even need to know that this offering was sacrificed to Ribbono Shel Olam on his behalf. So what do you see from that? That's not called a hana. If it's a svara, if you don't even need to know that the carbon was being offered on your behalf, what kind of benefit is the kohen doing for me? Okay, you're missing the most elementary form of benefit when there's no connection. How could you when there's no connection? It's you're not my you can't be a I'm not giving you a hanah. I may be your shliach be'etzem. I'm your shliach. So I'm your agent. But I'm not giving you anything.
So one second. So what happens to the maaseh if he does know that the bringing?
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Loy plug?
Loy plug, because it's not cool that I'm giving you something because you don't even need to know about it.
Oh.
That's how Rashi learns.
Oh,
that also needs a little bit of a definition. That needs more of a tifa svar, which surely the Rashi, he's always going to catch me, keep the guard where he's going to fill us in all the details of that. Okay, weiter. So in fact, the Gemara says Akasha, if Elamiata, the Gemara now goes with Zosar's Ayulades. Elamiata, the fact, the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan.
One second, so that's the reason why he leaves out Oyla, because Oyla is not.
Right, so you're not, the Gemara is Mechalik between Luchus Kapora and a carbon of Be'etzem. I'll tell you right now in the Gemara that the Kohan Mashluchei Didon. So there's a Nafkamina. If you come to the Beis HaMikdash and you bring a carbon oila, then you're in violation. If there's a neder between the koyein and the recipient, the petitioner, I call him the petitioner. What else would you want to call him? You want to call him the how would you call the person who comes to the carbon based on the, what do you call him? Do you have a good English word? We call upon Mrs. Lehman for a good English word to define the person who brings the carbon. A person who comes into the sanctuary to pray is called a petitioner. A person who comes to bring an offering in the sanctuary, what is he called? The offerer, the person who brings the carbon. So you need, what do you need? What do we need over here? We need the kohen. The kohen does. There's a disconnect. The Gemara at this moment over here is saying is be'etzem al tayda the kohenim are shluchei didon. And there's an afkamina between what kind of carbon are you bringing. If you're bringing a carbon that's together mechusa kapara, even though the coin is the agent of the person, it's not called you giving him a hano.
Right.
Why? Because you don't even need him to know. But if the carbon you're bringing is a carbon that is a carbon oilo, where you're giving him something, then he taka needs to know. If he needs to know, then it's considered you're doing for him a benefit. Frak the Gemara Elamiyato Rabbi Yochanan Zoyis Terasa Yoledes Ben Ketan Ben Gedoyla.
We're Pesha Dibay the Shlich Dida.
At this moment in time, we are Pesha Dibay. At this moment in time, we have a solid proof. The fact that the Mishnah only enumerates Karbonas that are Begeder, are Kapora. And we know we've added one together that Kapora does not need Das. So therefore, we can continue with our we're going to lemaskan at this moment. Koihanim are shluchei didon. They work for us. We pay the bills. They work not for Hashem. If that's the case, how come the Mishnah allows the Koihanim to bring korbanos for people to whom they are not allowed to provide benefit?
Right.
The answer is because you have no connection, even though you're agents. You're not giving them anything. How do we know that you're not giving them anything? Because technically speaking, if they did not even know that the carbon is being offered on their behalf, it's a kosher carbon. If you don't need their das, that is the ultimate revelation that you're not giving them anything. Because the very least, when you give someone something, they have to know. This is a famous Gemara. It's a chiddush. Ein bet midrash b'lo chiddush. What is it saying in the Gemara? What is it saying in Chazal? Hanoi sein matona lachaveroi sorich lehodio. Did he say this? Shul say this? Ellie say this? They didn't say this. That's why you come over here. Hanoi sein matona lachaveroi sorich lehodio. So what do you see? A matona, the most elementary element of a matona, it's not the money. I don't want your money. I want your das. I want that you should know that I gave you something. It's the das. So if you are doing a show me hechatim, so you don't need das. The recipient does not need to know that the kohen was makir of a carbon. It's not called a matana. You've not given him anything. If you're not, you don't, if the money comes after the basics. The basic is tzarech lehoidioi. And if you have hechatim seher, where there's no tzarech lehoidioi, there's no connection between the giver and the recipient.
Right.
So therefore, be'etzem, the kohen is my agent. He's not Hashem's agent. And that's why it's a kosher carbon. but it is not considered that I gave the recipient anything, because the halacha does not demand that the recipient should even be aware that I gave him something. And if there's no das, if there's no das, you got nothing. A nice and matana. Over here, giving a matana, you're giving a gift. The prohibition of a neder is to give someone a matana. And if you don't even need to tell him that he gave it to him, that shows that that's not the geder giving.
So, second, so therefore, that's the reason why it leaves out oila.
Right, that's what leaves out oila.
Because oila, it would be.
You do need das. Oila, you need das.
Therefore, it wouldn't be permitted.
And therefore, because you're giving him something, you're doing a service.
Because he's your shliach.
Right. So he's your shliach. The Gemara's maskah now is your shliach. Now the Gemara is now has some technical problems, because how do you know this principle that you don't need das? We know it from the word toiras. This holy word toiras is the revelation that you do not need das. Ebaze, you have to be consistent. That's the most important thing in life, Shlomi. Is to be consistent. Consistency. Does the igger.
How do you learn from Tairas?
He's predictable.
Just
he's
like so just consistent. Like a cotton, the same as like
a mile in a person. Follow stability. Consistency.
So how do you again,
so the cash now is
so how, that, so how does it end the Tairas mean Shlebidas?
What?
Even by a cotton?
Because you don't need das. A child doesn't have das. So once a child does, so once it's good for a child, then it's a revelation even by an adult.
The same halacha applies.
It's a drasha. It's a drasha. It's an extra word which teaches you, which applies to a child as well. The problem here is the word toiras that it says by a zav, but says by a zav applies to a child. The word toiras is megale that a father can bring it for a child.
Correct.
Because the word toiras means even a child.
Right.
In fact, the Gemara ebaze, so you have to be consistent. And the word toiras by a yoledes will have to refer to a kitano, to a minor, a girl. It says by the woman who gives birth. Zois toiras hayoledes. If you are telling me that every time it says in Tanakh the word toiras, it means bein godol bein koton. So when it says the word teras by the yoledes, it has to include a woman, a girl who's under the age of 12 years old, and she is also in the parsha of bringing a korban when she gives birth to a child. But the reality is mitzius. The reality is a girl at this point in the world under the age of 12 cannot physically have a child. So therefore, how
by Rivka.
The Gemara, let's see the reason
why. Rivka, he waited 10 years.
No. You can't ask a kash from the most. It was different,
no,
different world.
No, I'm just saying. She was 3 years old. She met.
Don't ask that.
I'm just confirming.
No, but she wasn't Akara. Those 10 years should not go into the. She's royal holy. Okay, he's saying right. I made a mistake again. He always gets me. It's Rashi and Chumash that until a girl was 12 years old, she's not. Yaakov waited.
She couldn't conceive yet.
Yitzchak waited 10 years from when she became 13 years old. He did not start to wait for her 10 years and then daven for 10 years until she was roy to have a child. When was she roy to have a child? When she was 12 years old, because he married her when she was 3 years old.
No, 13 years old.
He married her when she was 3 years old.
Correct.
And then he waited 10 years, Rashi says, until she was 13, until she was fitting to conceive. And then she did not have a child, she did not conceive for 10 years.
Yes.
So then it's an emergency, because 10 years, you're in trouble. So then he first started to pray for her, and he prayed for her for how many years? For 10 years. Something like that, right? Or whatever it is. Let's see inside. You're right. But 13 years, a girl, you ask me a certain age. So, in fact, the Gemara, it says in the Pasuk, Zois Teras Hayoledes. If you're telling me the word Teras means Bein Godol Bein Katan, so you have to be consistent. You have to say that it means by Yoledes as well. But that cannot possibly be, because a girl cannot have a child and children when she's a Katana. So, obviously, the word Teras is not coming to teach me Bein Godol Bein Katan. Because if the word Teras taught me Bein Godol Bein Katan, you'd have to apply that same exact rule when it comes to a yoledes, and there's no such thing as a girl under the age of 12 having a child.
So again, according to Rabbi Yochanan,
but by the way, by the Zava, a girl or boy under the age of 12 or 13 can have an emission. They can have an emission of Zov, which makes them into a Zav or a Zava. But a child, to create an Andra, a Bria, Look at this guy. Could you imagine having one of these guys?
So one second.
A whole person?
Hold on.
That cannot happen until you're 12 years old.
So this is Lashon Tmiyah? Yes. Ketana later.
El Miat, Rabbi Yochanan, the Tzotzah, say less. Bein Ketana, Bein Ketana, Bas Leida, he. Is a Ketana Bas Leida?
Right.
Can be.
Right.
V'otan Rabbi Dibi, Chami Rav Nachman.
Is part of the Kasha?
What?
Is part of the Kasha?
Yes, part of the Kasha. Birth control. The famous sugya of birth control. There are three women that are permitted to use in tashmish or moich, is a piece of material put inside of their body to prevent them from becoming pregnant. One of the three women is a ketana. The Gemara makes it very, very clear, Azoy, that a girl who's a ketana can conceive. A girl who's under the age of 12 years old will definitely can become pregnant. But what's going to happen? If she does become pregnant, she will certainly die in childbirth or before that.
Yeah.
Because her body, she can conceive. There can be a girl under the age of 12 years old. She can prepare the eggs into the ovaries, the whole biology, and she can conceive, and the baby will begin to become formed. But because she's under the age of 12, her body is not mature enough to house, to serve as a host for this embryo, and the embryo will kill her. It will kill her, so she will certainly die. So when she dies, she's not going to be bringing a carbon yoledes. A woman who dies in childbirth is not bringing a carbon yoledes. She's dead. She got kapara by dying. She doesn't need a carbon yoledes. I'm not joking. Death is the ultimate kapara. She doesn't need a kapara because she already died. Memela, it cannot possibly be a kasha. How can you tell me the word toiras means bein godol, bein koton, e baze by a yoledes? The word toiras means a ketana. But a ketana, although it may be correct that a ketana could conceive,
but not for 9 months.
But it is a guarantee she will die. She'll die in childbirth.
So never is like a
so you'll never, have a hechatimsa of a ketana bringing a carbon because she's dead. If right. She would give birth.
Right.
How do you know this? Because she's one of the three women who's allowed to use a moich to prevent her from conceiving in order to save her life.
So what is it? Could she conceive?
She can conceive.
But before she did, before he didn't say that.
I told you she can conceive. I told you. The problem is she's going to die.
So why is the Gemara asking in such a...
The Gemara is saying, it says we're toiras. Toiras means ben gold and cards.
Oh, I see. She'll die by the time I got
it. A ketana and a woman who's umuberes, a woman who's pregnant, because you don't want a woman who's pregnant to become pregnant again. And this today is an impossibility. Today, a woman who is pregnant cannot become pregnant again.
Exactly.
At the same time.
So what's the shot?
If a woman is 6 months pregnant, she can't become pregnant of another pregnancy. She'll have two babies in her womb. One is 6 months, and one is a month.
So what's the shot?
So a woman who becomes pregnant, the body shuts down. It does not produce... does not release the eggs that are necessary. It's an impossibility. Nishtana hateva.
Well, you mean at one point it was possible?
In the time of Chazal, it was possible for a woman to be pregnant with two fetuses. One is more than 7 months pregnant, and the other fetus is only 2 months. And she wants to give birth, she gives birth to the older one. And then she comes back to the hospital to deliver the second one. Such a reality was possible. However, 99% of the time, maybe 100% of the time, if a woman is pregnant with baby number one, and then she becomes pregnant with baby number two, baby is going to be a melchama inside the womb for resources. And baby number two is going to kill baby number one because they're fighting for limited resources. There's multitasking going on here. The woman has two separate pregnancies, the older first pregnancy and the second pregnancy. And the second pregnancy is going to go and pull away the resources that are needed for survival. So therefore, we don't want that to happen. So what do we do? A woman who's pregnant, we give her a moich to prevent her from becoming pregnant a second time. There should not be any conflict. Okay, shalosh nashim b'shamshim b'moch ketanu b'beres.
In medieval times, it was possible.
Yes, umenika zel bezach. A woman who's nursing today, it's not possible. A woman who's nursing today
cannot become pregnant.
But in ancient times, she could. So then what's going to happen when a woman who's nursing becomes pregnant, her milk dries up and there's this supply chain shortage. There's no formula available. Mamela, what's going to happen? The baby's going to starve to death. The baby relies upon the mother for milk. If the woman, the mother becomes pregnant when she's nursing, then the baby's not going to have it. The mother is going to stop producing milk. That's the metzias. When a woman becomes pregnant, so if she's nursing, she's not going to make any more milk for the first child. And what's going to happen to the child? They didn't have formula in those days. The child will die from starvation. So we give the woman a moich to prevent a nursing woman from becoming pregnant in order to save the life of the first baby. So what do you see from this halacha? The Torah cannot pass the women being girl and cotton because then can I mean it in this case either? That's the worst kasha. Thank you for coming. I'll see you Mitzvah Sunday night. Okay, Sunday night. There's no shiur tomorrow night. I'm sorry, Mr. Rappin, I'm sorry. No shiur tomorrow. I'm not going to do it tomorrow night. No shiur tomorrow night.
Okay, good night, a friend.
Good night, thanks for coming. Thank you.